from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome once again in the Saviour's name. And I'm glad that you're able to join us for our 15-minute gospel program. I trust that as you continue listening, that your own heart and soul will be richly blessed. Today, the Reverend Ivan Foster is with us, and he's continuing his series in the Gospel of Mark. Here he is.
Good morning, everyone. Today we start a new chapter in our Bible study, the chapter 2 of Mark's Gospel. We're just going to concentrate on two verses today. Perhaps we could read them just now. I hope you have your Bible with you and that you'll turn up this portion. Chapter 2 of the Gospel of Mark, just two verses. The verse 1, "And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them." Now, just before we seek to preach the word unto you, I'm going to play you a lovely hymn, a Fanny Crosby hymn, "Blessed Assurance," and is sung for us by the Salvation Army songsters. lovely hymn that is, Blessed Assurance. I wonder, could I ask you this morning, do you have blessed assurance? Do you have an assurance of sins forgiven, that Christ is your Savior? I don't mean, do you know anything about Him? Have you heard of Him? But I mean, do you know Him personally as your Savior? And do you know what it is to have within your heart assurance of sins forgiven? You may have such assurance. Be absolutely certain of that. Let's turn to the two verses that we read together at the beginning of the chapter 2 in the Gospel of Mark. The first two verses can be introduced to us by the second word of the first verse. It says, and again, and again. How some people are privileged and blessed of God, and yet make no use of the privileges they enjoy. Capernaum was a city much privileged. Christ again visits that city. It wasn't the first time he had been there. He had spent much time in that little town. In fact, we are told at the beginning of Matthew chapter 4 and the verse 13, that he dwelt there. He took up residence in the town of Capernaum. And yet it is clear from other scriptures that Capernaum made very little use of the privilege they enjoyed. Maybe I'm speaking to someone today, and you have been brought up under the sound of the gospel. You have heard it from your mother's knee. You have been instructed in the way of salvation, and yet you remain a rejecter of Christ. Now that's what it is to be privileged, and yet make no use of the privileges. The Lord Jesus in Matthew's gospel, in the chapter 11, said this concerning Capernaum and other cities that had shared in the privileges of Capernaum. Chapter 11 of Matthew, the verse 20, then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. He speaks directly to Capernaum. Verse 23, and thou, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. What a privileged people the people of Capernaum were. They witnessed mighty works. Christ says they were exalted up to heaven. They were lifted up to heaven. They were allowed to gaze upon heavenly things, hear heavenly things. And yet, many of them rejected the Savior and benefited nothing. Oh, my dear friend, much will be demanded of those who have been visited by the presence and power of God, but who have not yielded to the commands of the gospel. How is it with you today? May it not be said of you, as it was said of Capernaum, that their eternal state would be worse than that of Sodom. Secondly, notice the wonderful interest that is generated when Christ visits a people. If you're ever wondering just exactly what revival is like, well, here in these two verses of Mark, you have a picture of revival. Again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house, and straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. Revival is a visit from Christ. It is Christ coming down amongst the people and through his word blessing them. Crowded churches are a feature of a day of God's blessing. Note that Christ just comes to a house here. You don't have to gather in a cathedral to know God's blessing. You don't have to gather on what men are pleased to call hallowed ground or sanctified buildings. Christ came to a house, a common house, most likely a fisherman's house, and he visited with the people there. It was a house given over to the Lord's use, and that's all Christ requires. May our homes be places where our neighbours are pleased to meet with the Saviour. One last thing. Notice what it is Christ did when he had all the people there. It says that he preached the word unto them. I have to emphasize this today. It is so important. Let every minister and evangelist take note. Christ preached the word. We don't need to look to some new invention, some innovation. We don't need to change the means that God has ordained to reach souls with. Christ preached the word. Let every Christian take note of this also. Don't be hankering after something new, but be content with the word of God, and if it's not enough for you, let me say there's something wrong with your heart, for there's nothing wrong with God's word. Let every unconverted listener take heed to this. It is in the word of Christ that you will find salvation. The Lord Jesus came to deliver to men and women a message. A message. That's why he is called the word of God. Because he is God's message unto men and women. If we would know salvation, it will be found in Christ and in his word. Peter on one occasion said, "Thou hast the words of eternal life." And eternal life is found in the words of Christ. Oh, dear friend, give close heed to God's word today. What I'm saying to you is read the Bible, for therein you will find eternal life. God bless you. Do tune in again next week.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.